Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, my respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us tawfiq to having performed our Fajr Salah wa Jamaat. My respected elders and brothers, there's so many bounties, so many ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that we cannot count the bounties of Allah. We cannot enumerate the bounties of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many bounties. From head to toe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many things. If we just think and ponder for a moment over the different structures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in our bodies, things that we take for granted. For example, the elbow joint, that we can move our hands towards our mouth. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to cause all our elbows to be fixed. Then what would our condition be? Those activities, those things that we do on a daily basis using our hands, we won't be able to perform those functions anymore. Simple thing like eating. We won't be able to eat the food. In fact, we'll have to help each other to eat. We'll have to stretch our hands forward to feed someone else and someone will have to feed us. Or we will have to bow our faces down to the plate that we're eating on. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many ni'mats. And to recognize that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us the ni'mat is part of the greatest ni'mat. And that is iman. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this bounty, this ni'mat, that there is no greater bounty than this iman. In fact, it comes in a narration that person who leaves this world with iman, or rather I should say, that if there's only one person on the face of this earth taking the name of Allah, that he's saying, Allah, Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the entire system of this entire universe to continue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explain that this one person is the lifeblood, so to say, the battery of this world. Because this one person is taking the name of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the sun rise in the east and set in the west. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the different phenomenon around us, the rain falling from the clouds onto this earth, the crops growing from the earth, the movement of people on the face of this earth, the movement of this earth in this entire universe, in the solar system, and the solar system in this universe, because of one person with iman. And no sooner this person passes away, my respected elders and brothers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have no use for this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy this world. Because why, my respected brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind with a purpose. What is the purpose of the creation of man? Allah mentions in the Quran something like this, that I have created man and jinn only for my worship. So if there's no one to worship Allah on this earth, then there's no need for this earth anymore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the entire creation. That which we see around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the benefit of man. And these are all bounties from Allah. If you think about it on a daily basis, we are taking so much benefit from the sun, for example. When that sun rises in the east, we see daylight comes about. And it gives man the opportunity to do those functions that he does during the day. And then in the evening when that sun sets, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings darkness. This darkness, my dear brothers, allows man to take rest. Because Allah knows us better than anyone else. He understands the needs, our needs. And He takes care of those needs. So these are bounties. Outwardly we do not see it. But if we think and ponder for a moment, that what a great ni'mat it is to have daylight. What a great ni'mat it is there to have nightfall. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that if from today till the day of Qiyamah, I have to make it only daylight, then who is it that can bring nightfall? And from now till the day of Qiyamah, if I have to bring nightfall, then who can bring daylight? Imagine, my dear brothers, living in a world where there is only light. There is no rest. How would we cope? So all these things around us, my dear brothers, if we ponder and think and contemplate, we will see the bounties and ni'mats of Allah. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, for example, the rain. that falls from the sky. When that rain falls and it reaches the earth, we know that if we take a stone and throw it up, that when it comes down, with what speed and force it comes down. Look at that bounty of rain, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that one droplet fall from the sky. But not with the same intensity and speed and velocity like how a stone will fall. That same raindrop will come and hit the earth and will penetrate the earth. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to make the rain fall like stones from the sky, then what would our condition be? There would be destruction everywhere. This water, we take benefit in the form of drinking and quenching our thirst. We know on a very hot day, what is our condition when we are thirsty? Just to be able to quench our thirst is an ni'mat from Allah. So my majestic brothers, everything that we see around us, within us, all these bounties and all these ni'mats, to recognize that this is from Allah is part of iman. To recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is doing. And no one and nothing can do but Allah. If the entire, all the armies and all the governments of this world, they say that today we're going to make it rain on a certain place, they'll never be able to do this. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sends the rains from the heaven to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat that controls every single thing on this universe. No one can do anything but by the help of Allah. No creation that we can see can do without the help of Allah. No creation that we cannot see can do without the help of Allah. Scientists describe that in the depths of the ocean, we know that there's a part of the ocean where the light doesn't even reach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created creatures in the depths of that ocean, such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even takes care of its needs. When there's no light, my just brothers, we know how difficult it is to see. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the depth of the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for those creatures. So we have to bring this yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Today our yaqeen has come on our own abilities, our own activities, our own businesses, our own shops, our own degrees. My just brothers, this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent of all these things. Allah is Samad, is completely independent. Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need the rain to give, doesn't need the clouds to give rain. Allah doesn't need the sun to give light. So many examples there of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about change against means. One occasion, time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no water. From the fingers of Mubarak fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought water forth. My dear respected brothers, this is our Allah. He is oft forgiving and most merciful. How merciful is Allah, my dear brothers, that it is said on the day of Qiyamah, a person would have sinned so much that when his books of deeds are brought forth, there will be 99 books of bad deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then ask for his good deeds to be brought forth, and there will only be one piece of paper that will be brought. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels to place on the scales, the weighing scales, the bad deeds and the good deeds, then these 99 books which are placed on one side will be thrown up by the force of this one piece of paper. That imagine a person, this one piece of paper becomes a means of his forgiveness. And what's written on this piece of paper is kalima ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear brothers, because a person recited this kalima once with ikhlas in his lifetime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive so much of wrong and so much of gunas that he committed on the face of this earth. This is how merciful Allah is. It is mentioned in another narration, the day of Qiyamah, a person, he will be called, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his hisab. He will take his, he will take accountability for what he did on the face of this earth. And it'll be destined for this person to go towards Jahannam. And as this person is walking towards, going towards, or is being led towards Jahannam, he will stop for a moment and turn back and look at Allah. Again he will walk, and he will stop and look at Allah. And this person will continue doing this. Allah knows what's in his heart. Allah will call him and ask him, that why do you keep doing this? And he says, oh Allah, in this world I heard about your mercy. I keep turning back to look for your mercy. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you are forgiven going to Jannah. This is how merciful our Allah is, my dear brothers. This is our Allah. He is most loving, He is most kind, He is most compassionate. Despite all the weaknesses that we have, despite all the sins that we make, we carry out, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. He still gives us so much. Today if our little son comes towards us and he does something wrong, we may forgive him the first time, the second time. If he continues to become angry, we may withhold some privilege that he may have. Yet imagine all our lives we are living, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still giving us so much. How merciful is our Allah. So my dear brothers, this bounty of iman demands that we bring the yaqeen that Allah is doing in the sifat of Allah. Bring this yaqeen in the akhirat, the things to come, not apparent to the eye, but this is iman. To bring yaqeen that there is a life in the qabr. The angels will question us in the qabr. Malkul Maut will take our ruh out. That we will stand before Allah on the day of Qiyamah. The entire creation, Bani Adam, will be raised on one plane. And then reckoning will take place. And Jannat and Jahannam will be apparent. But iman demands that we bring this yaqeen in this life. So that we live our life according to the dictates and the commands of Allah. And how to live our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been merciful to us. Another great bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us and made us an ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of all creation, the greatest of all anbiya, Imamul Anbiya, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a mercy unto mankind. And what a mercy, my dear brothers, that this worry and concern for his ummat, and such taught us such a beautiful way, a beautiful life, a beautiful way of life. That each and every aspect of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is most beloved in the eyes of Allah. The way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conducted himself with such beautiful character, with such softness. On one occasion, a Bedouin enters the masjid and he goes and relieves himself. Sahaba Rallahu Majma'in become enraged. They want to go towards him and reprimand him. Look at the mercy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He stops them, knowing that if he is stopped, he will have some difficulty. He will experience some pain. And when he is finished doing whatever he is doing, relieving himself, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes himself and cleans the masjid. And then he calls him. And with muhabbat, with love, he explains to him that this is the house of Allah, something like this. And this is how we should behave. My dear respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the epitome of every form of, in the best character, in the best way of life. The way he ate, my dear respected brothers, the way he spoke, the compassion that he had for the people. That imagine those people which caused him the most harm. The kuffar, the Quraysh, in Makkah, and they went to Medina, the munafiqeen. That those people will cause him most difficulty. My dear brothers, he had that softness and that desire for the hidayat. Khalid bin Walid, my dear brothers, he was that leader of the army of the Quraysh in Uhud. And the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made shaheed. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired for his hidayat. Wahshi, who became a means of the demise of Hamza radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had desire for his hidayat. Abu Jahl, my dear brothers, who went all out to cause taklif, to cause difficulty upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go time upon time, over and over to give him dawat, to invite him towards Allah. My dear respected brothers, that if these people caused such difficulty upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had desire for the hidayat. Imagine what was the worry and concern for you and I today. 1446 years back, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam undertook that great journey of hijrat. Went out in the path of Allah. When he left Makkah, he left with a heavy heart. But he did this, he undertook this journey for a purpose. He went with that niyat, with that intention that how deen could be established, how Allah's name could come alive in the entire world. And with what sacrifice? His place of birth, Baytullah, his family. And like this, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in did the same. They left their homes. They left behind their families. They left behind their wealth. A Sahabi is making hijrat. As he's leaving Makkah, the Quraysh apprehend him. They want to attack him. He says that I've left my wealth in here and I've left this. You'll take what you'll want. Leaving everything behind. For what, my dear brothers? To make hijrat. To establish deen. For deen to spread throughout the world. For hidayat of mankind. Giving up whatever they loved. Why, my dear brothers? They had akhirat in front of them. They saw the benefit of giving up all this in this world. And what did they leave behind, my dear brothers? They left behind Makkah al-Mukarramah, hundred thousand times reward. A person making doing any good deed. They left this behind. They left the beloved countenance and company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not without tears from their eyes, my dear brothers. Not without pain in their heart. Mu'az bin Jabal is being deputed to Yemen. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leading him out of Medina. And he's crying. He knew what this meant. He is even told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when you return, you will find me no more. What was it, my dear brothers? It was that desire for the diet of you and I. The sacrifice that was given. The hunger in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 3 moons, 2 full months, the fire wasn't even lit in the Mubarak home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the homes of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent hunger, such condition, my dear brothers, that in the battle of the trench, battle of Tabuk, my dear, battle of the trench, he tries to Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in come to him and say, "Oh Nabi of Allah, we do not have food in our bellies." Lifting up their shirts, they say, "We've got a stone tied to our belly." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifts his shirt. He's got 2 stones tied. The beloved family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima radhiyallahu anha, in her beautiful home, that there was hunger. The beloved grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, my dear brothers, what was their condition? Bilal radhiyallahu anhu whooped at night and dragged through the burning sands of Makkah. Khabbab radhiyallahu anhu placed on cinders of charcoal, so much so that his back, the fat from his back melted and put out the fire. What was this sacrifice given for? What was this qurbani? What was this concern? What drove them to give such great sacrifice? It was for the hidayat of mankind. And they understood, Sahaba understood, that after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away, then this responsibility was theirs. That's why when they were deputed, when they were given this wasiyat by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the plains of Arafat, then they understood that their life had to change. The remaining behind in Makkah was no more, in Medina was no more. They left the lands, Mubarak lands of Makkah and Medina. And we see today, my just brothers, their qabrs bear testament to the sacrifices they made. Today when we travel, we know how difficult it is for us. Imagine Sahaba went to those parts of the earth. They had to cross rivers and seas and mountains with their means of conveyance. What difficulty they had to undergo for this deen to reach the far corners of this world. So my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this important legacy and this important effort and fikr of nubuwwat, with the desire for the hidayat of mankind, is your and my responsibility. And not only is this your and my responsibilities, but it is the responsibility of each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether we are young, whether we are old, whether we are able-bodied, or whether we are, disabled in any way. And there's so many examples among Sahaba, what qurbani they underwent. The young, we see they gave sacrifice, desirous to go out in the path of Allah and give their lives. The women folk even, my dear brothers, they went out in the path of Allah. And when this effort was made, and this qurbani and sacrifice was given, and when they use everything at their disposal for the hidayat, for the desire of the hidayat of mankind and the effort of the of deen, then we see deen came alive. So our ulama are saying that once again, if we will get up from our slumber, get up from this heedlessness, this condition of ghaflat, and remind ourselves that we have a task and we have a great task. My dear respected brothers, our elders today, in old age, over 90 years old, traveling the different parts of the world, and with all their ailments, with all their difficulties, traveling from country to country, country to country, is an example to us that this is our responsibility. So who says inshallah, the very first opportunity that I am ready inshallah to go out in the path of Allah for 4 months inshallah, make niyat inshallah. Who is there inshallah? MashaAllah, stand up and give our names inshallah. Mullah Khalid inshallah. Mullah Abdul Rahim inshallah. Mullah Bera inshallah. MashaAllah. Ahmed Bhai mashallah. Abi Shu'ib mashallah. Your name brother? Jibreel, Allah accept inshallah. Ali mashallah, Allah accept. Yusuf mashallah, Allah accept. Mullah Umar inshallah. Hafizab inshallah. MashaAllah, Sadiq Bhai mashallah. Haji Ahmed inshallah. Yaqub Bhai mashallah. Muhammad Bhai, mashallah, getting ready for 4 months, inshallah, foreign. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. Mashallah, make niyat, inshallah, my just brothers. Mashallah, Faisal Bhai, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah. Muhammad, mashallah, Muhammad Abdullah, mashallah, from Medina, Allah accept, Allah make it easy. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, mashallah, Malana, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah, brothers. We don't know the time of acceptance, my just brothers. Let us stand up, mashallah. Khalid inshallah, Allah accept inshallah. Imran Bhai mashallah, Allah accept, Allah make it easy. Dr. Ismail mashallah, Allah accept, Allah make it easy mashallah. Yaqub Bhai mashallah, Haji Zakaria mashallah, who else inshallah? Ahmed Bhai mashallah, Allah accept, Allah make it easy inshallah. Mawlana Huzaifa inshallah, Allah accept, Allah make it easy. Who else inshallah? We should all have this desire. If we came out for 40 days, let us make niyat for 4 months inshallah. Those of us who are making niyat for 4 months, let us make 4 months every year, make niyat inshallah. Also mashallah, our ishtima is coming close, and this is, our elders want jamaats to come out, jamaats to go and work in the different parts of the province. So many homes to make effort on, so many people to meet. So he says inshallah, for our masjids inshallah, we make niyat that we will take out jamaats for 4 months and 40 days inshallah. We can make niyat inshallah like this also. Who else inshallah? Make niyat inshallah. 40 days also in jamaats, area-wise we can make niyat inshallah. Inshallah, all those brothers that made niyat inshallah, and those jamaats that are out inshallah, inshallah, hidayat talk will take place inshallah. Those jamaats that may be returning inshallah, if there's any jamaat returning, come to the Mashura inshallah and mention to the Mashura. All those brothers going out in the path of Allah, request you to come closer. Some advices will be given inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati.